The Sportscast, June 13th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And you can also listen to us on online radio. You can also visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest, and our Twitter, thesportscast1. And our website is thesportscast1. You could also download our app, The Sportscast. And, of course, get the latest and greatest on the app and the website. Tonight is the night, a pivotal game five, of course, between the Warriors and the Celtics. The NBA World Championship, I like to call it. A lot of debate going on in chats, in person. Even last night on Hoops Talk, Victor Rocho came on and spoke a little bit about it, and he's here joining us on a lovely Monday morning, just coming out of the shower. Welcome back to the Sportscast. And drinking a Jersey Boys Sports Talk mug. Yeah, exactly. For all the podcast listeners not seeing this.
Exactly. Yeah, coming out of the shower. Shoot, I get up at 5:30.
Shoot some basketballs as well.
That was all right.
Were you shooting some basketball hoops tonight? I mean, this morning as well?
I wish. No. Unfortunately, I can't play those sports anymore. What's going on? What will we talk about today? Welcome.
So, first tell us your impromptu appearance on the Hoopsog last night. How was your experience with Irwin? First time with Irwin and Ryan, I believe.
It was good. You know, it was good guys. They got some good points. I just think they're too agreeable, right?
Which is not your taste.
They've been nice enough to invite me, and I haven't made it on Sunday nights. You know, sometimes it's a little bit hard. But I got the notification on YouTube, so everybody go to YouTube and subscribe to YouTube, the Sportscast, hit notifications. As you know, that's how it prompted I was on. So I started listening to it, and then I was just adding comments and stuff. But sometimes adding comments wasn't as easy as joining the show when they've asked, right? So then they started getting to certain things in the game that I'm like, oh, no way, I don't agree with that.
So possible.
There's only so much you can type. So, being part of the Sportscast team, they were nice enough to invite me in. And so I wanted to shake it up a little bit.
And you sure did. Well, Ryan said that you spiced it up.
Well, spice what I wanted to do. I wanted to spice it up, you know, a little bit. Because, you know, they know what they're talking about. They have some good stuff. But sometimes, you know, sports, they are the debate. So, you know, listeners want to know, you know, two sides of the game, right? You got to be able to speak both sides. So,
yeah, which that's why if you go to Jersey Sports Talk on Thursday nights, you'll hear some debate between you and your compadre, Byron Jones, which could get escalated sometimes.
We debate a little bit. It's when our other guests come on, and when they all get worried. They said my vein starts popping out of my head and so forth, and I start laughing. I said, guys, you shouldn't worry about me. I'm in better shape than all of you.
Which that could be some truth to that.
And I'm older than those guys, except for Byron.
Yeah, which we don't know what that secret sauce you eat every day to keep yourself young. And
look at that beautiful face.
Man. Beautiful face, and who knows? It could be celery. Okay, so tonight, game five in San Francisco. The series shifts back to San Francisco tonight. Warriors had a good game, but it was more Steph Curry had an amazing game with a 43-point performance. Game four and huge moment, NBA moment for him, masterpiece they say, and of course the question marks of the role players Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole. They need to do more for the Warriors to win that fourth ring. What are your thoughts over tonight's matchup?
And there's no doubt they have to do more. I think Curry's going to get his. He's going to score over 30. We know that.
Over 40, I say.
No, you're saying he needs to score 40. I'm saying that he's going to score 30. He may score 40. I don't know. I'm just saying to you that. But you know, even at 42, you know, we won later in the game, right, that it spread, right? But the game was relatively tight no matter what, right? So the end final score was an indicative to where it was, number one. Number two, Curry should have had more points because he got fouled on a couple of those threes. Literally fouled. I mean, they were fouls, right? So, you know, people, they were talking about last night whether you should call a tech on Draymond during that time or not. Well, they didn't call a foul either on Curry's three-point shots. But the deal is, you know, Draymond has to step it up. There's no doubt, okay? But the guys that I really need to see step it up is because Draymond's not a scorer. We're not looking for him for score, but he's got to get those rebounds, right? He's got to get, we got to get the boards, number one. But Poole, Wiggins, those two guys got to step it up. And I'd like to see Klay get a little hotter, that's all. But, you know, Klay's Klay. Klay's either going to get really, really hot or he's just, you know, he's coming off of 2 years of injury or whatever. I'm not giving excuses. Klay's going to go down to play. And he had a big shot when they needed it, right, at the top of the key. But I like to see Payton in there a little bit more, right? For some reason, Payton adds a different element of defense. And then Wiggins has got to stay focused on what he did last time, get the boards. Even Poole. Poole only had a good first half. He didn't do anything in the second half. Okay, those guys were legitimate balling out all year. Yes or no? They're the number one seed. Poole was balling out while Curry was out. Curry was coming off the bench.
You were saying last night that Poole and Wiggs are not playing how they did
during the season.
The regular season, please explain on that.
They're not. I mean, look at their stats. Look at their scoring stats, the 3-point percentage stats. It's atrocious compared to the regular season. And that's a problem. I mean, you got to put up those points. I mean, you know, Boston, I think Jaylen Brown's not getting the credit he deserves, in my opinion, because he's consistently every game in every series balled out. Every game. Okay, so he's not getting the credit he deserves. They keep getting credit to, like, the Horfords or the other one. And I know there's surprises, and I know
Jaylen
Brown's the number two guy, blah, blah. But so what? He's the number two guy who's performing at a high level. But, you know, you got Jaylen Brown, you got Jason Tatum, you got Horford, you got
Robert Williams III.
Williams, you got Bruce Williams.
Peyton Pritchard.
Pritchard's in. Okay.
Grant Williams.
Devin White's playing balls out. I mean, these guys are all helping. You understand? And you know, I think Poole and Wiggins need to realize that their three-point shot is not going in like it was in the regular season. And Wiggins has proven that he's so athletic when he takes it to the hole. That guy can jump. Take a look. Watch his play to the hole, right, when he takes it in. I mean, now, you know, you got some block shot, but then kick it out. But at least be a threat taking the ball inside. And we need to get Boston into foul trouble. We need to get to the line.
Draymond Green had only 2 points yesterday. On Friday. Klay Thompson with 18. Poole with 14 points. Looney, 6 points. Wiggs with 17 points. You compare this team to the Miami Heat series. I mean, well, this series is kind of similar to the Heat series. What can the Warriors learn from the Heat to beat these Celtics?
What can the Warriors learn from the Heat to beat the Celtics? Well, they've already beaten them, so that's not the issue. What they got to learn from is that if only one guy like Jimmy Butler is the only guy contributing, you're not going to win, right? So you got to contribute in one meet, either rebounds or points, right? And that's what they got to learn. I think the Warriors have a more depth team, right? I'm trying to look for some stats here. But I think that that's the key.
Stats guy.
Well, it's not that I'm a stats guy. I am trying to look at the playoff stats. I can't find it. Are you there?
Okay, so let me look at the stats from game four. The Warriors had a 44% field goal. The Celtics had 40%.
Where are you at?
I'm on the Google search, and let me just post you that on the too. Private chat as well. That we have here on Restream. Thank you, Restream. the 3-point percentage for the Warriors were 34.9. Celtics had a better 3-point percentage, 39.5.
Hold on a second. So game one, right? So read your team stats. Game one, right? When they lost, bad, right? I mean, field goal percentage, Boston was out shooting lights out, right? Look at, they shot 50%. Okay, that's crazy. 3-point percentage was 51%. I mean, you know, that's difficult. Okay, free throws were, we shot 73 even, but let's look at the rebounds. We get, okay, so Pusu, Golden State rebounds. Well, interesting. So we got 32. Celtics got 32 defensive boards, was not getting them second shots, but the Golden State got 12 offensive rebounds. So in rebounds we were equal, so that wasn't there. But look at the assists, 33 assists, 24 in game one, right? Total turnovers, look at fast points in the paint, 34 for the Celtics, right? 26, which goes back to showing that these guys need to take it in. That's game one, real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're seeing that, you know, and then early on we weren't getting to the thing. What's game two? You got game two stats?
Let me pull up game two stats for the NBA Finals.
Did you put Celtics something in Restream?
I just posted on the private chat, but
yeah, I got it.
Okay, so game two.
What game is this? 107 Golden State won, right?
Yeah.
What game was that? Is that the fourth game?
That is fourth game. Yeah. Game four. So it was 107-88 for game two. Pull this
team stats.
I don't like that here. So I'm
trying. 44-40. Look at the Celtics got to the line four more times, but they're getting to the line a lot earlier than these guys going, right? Look at when we won the game, right? But the Warriors won the game. Look at the rebounds. 55 rebounds to 42. Offensive, 16 versus 11. That's massive. I mean, that's what it takes. You got to get it. So now I'm trying to find game three, right? Game three, we lost, right? Game three in Golden State. Boston won, right?
Yes, Celtics won game three. And they put them up 2-1.
Celtics game three, right?
Yeah.
So here we go. Stats right here. All right. So look. Again, you know, Celtics shoot 48%, which is incredible. Three-pointers. Okay. It was equal in three-pointers. But look, we're shooting, you know, 40. We're just shooting a lot of three-pointers. Total rebounds in this game. Look at the difference in this game. 47 rebounds to 31. They 16 more rebounds. They got 15 offensive rebounds, the Celtics, versus six. You understand? That's a problem.
The Warriors have to close the gap on that.
That's what they did in the last game. The last game, it's all about the rebounds. You can't give these teams second shots, either team. Right? The Warriors had 16 turnovers, points in the paint. Look at the points in the paint when they lost. 52 points in the paint for Celtics, 26 for the Warriors. Okay?
Yeah.
It goes back to what I always say, you know, how do I get rid of this thing? That when your three isn't shooting, you know, Wiggins and Poole, take it to the hole. Get to the foul line, get your groove on. Klay will get on. He'll hit the shots when it counts, you know what I mean? And Klay does it. So does Curry. It's not going to – Curry only scores from threes. He takes it inside, outside. I mean, yes or no?
Yeah, he has to score a little bit more, like, within the paint, I believe. I think – Curry.
He can score from winning. I'm just saying that he scores from everywhere, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Exactly.
But Poole and Wiggins need to take it inside. Their three-pointer is just not hitting. Right?
Now,
we're missing open three-pointers. It's not like we're getting contested three-pointers.
Which which is something the Celtics have been doing well, is a lot of blockage in the paint.
That's fine, but you know, you also, we're also getting fouls. But also, if you don't, what's the difference between getting blocked and missing? Guarantee we missed more shots than they blocked.
That's correct.
Okay, so then who cares? It's still a missed point. You don't score. But correct. Take it in the paint, make them have to concern themselves. That guy's got a bad leg. Okay, when he's out is when we dominate. He's got a bad leg. Make him have to contest as much as he can. Who cares? He's going to get tired jumping. Okay, and then when you're driving, kick it back out to Curry or Steph.
Last night and this past couple of days, you were talking about rebounding, boxing out. Can you give us a good illustration on that? How to box out properly in the NBA?
When you, no, not in the NBA, just in any level, okay?
G-League included.
I'm talking about high, grammar school, you know, rec basketball, AAU, it doesn't matter.
Your finals thought, basketball.
You know, offensive rebounds a little bit different. From the defensive perspective, so you don't give the team another shot, right? You have to, when the shot goes up, you got to find the closest man to you, and you need to stick your butt out and put it right in his chest or right in his belt area, and that's it. So even if he's bigger than you, he has to jump over you. Now, there's some guys that are that athletic. He has to jump over you, which can cause a foul. You're going to see, I showed you multiple times where Draymond was just standing there and they out-jumped him. Right? And yeah, they're not doing that. They did that the other day. And then I showed you a perfect way to box us out. And you saw that. And we got the foul and we got the ball. Right? You got to box out. These guys are just standing around and you can't do that. I just think that sometimes these guys have gotten so good, they're getting used to their athletic ability. They're not using what still works is a true box out.
Yes, which is what Byron Jones brought up in our private chat. He says Draymond Green needs to step it up, and Celtics are younger and bigger, you know, so they have more.
They are, but everyone's putting it in Draymond. To me, you know, yeah, he does.
Is Draymond the X factor?
Yeah, Draymond's the X factor because he's like that. He, you know, he's the point forward. He's kind of a general on the court, right? But let's go. But you know, timeout. What did you think of Poole this season? Let's just go. Let's say out of the blue.
To be honest, I haven't seen much of Poole, but Poole has he's been a good asset for the Warriors. He's new to the team. What are your thoughts over Poole?
Okay, so in the regular season, okay, he played 30 minutes. All right, he averaged 18 points. Right, he shot 44%. He shot 35% from the three. Right, he averaged only 3.4 rebounds, but he had 4 assists. Right. So he played pretty good. 30 minutes, 18 points. He hasn't been scoring 18 points on a regular basis. Okay? He's been shooting 36% from the three-point, but he shoots 44% from the field goal. 36% is still pretty good. But when it's not falling, take that ball in. Okay? Averaging 18 points a game, playing 30 minutes, I don't think anyone was expecting that at Poole. Is that a fair statement?
Correct.
Okay. What's Wiggins' first name?
Andrew Wiggins. Nickname Wiggs.
Wiggins.
Another important asset. Was drafted number 2, not by the Warriors, but by the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay, regular season. He's scoring 17 points a game, 31 minutes. Okay, he is shooting almost 40% from the threes during his regular season. Okay. His field goal percentage is 46%, all right? His three-point percentage is 40%. Rebounds, 4.5. So he really balled out the other day. But he's had 11 rebounds, 11, 11, 10, 16. That was recently against the Celtics, okay? Oh, no. Yeah, that's regular season. Okay? So, I mean, I just told you two guys that were scoring 17 and 18 points. Yes?
Yes.
Average for the season.
Right.
They're not doing it in the playoffs.
So, but I see
giving, why are we giving it? Why are we giving Draymond the piece? What Draymond's doing stupid is he's distracting the team by getting, you know, wow, risking ejection and all
tentacles, and yeah, then trying to wrestle with Al Horford in the floor.
Right, so I just gave you two guys that were scoring 17 and 18 during the regular season.
Let me give you a rebuttal. Yep. Poole regular season is 18.5, but his postseason is 17.2. So it's only like a point off.
Yeah, but not in these. Okay, what's his average in this finals?
I don't know. I don't have that.
Well, you just looked it up. Look it up.
I got
so you said it. Okay, so Wiggins stats in finals. Okay, since I already have him up in finals.
Let me Google this. NBA
you
do, finals.
You do Poole.
Andrew. No, it's Jordan Poole stats. I'm sure it'll be pulled up. Someone did the research for us. Let's see. Okay. I don't have it with me. Basketball Reference is pretty good, but that's going to be tough. I don't know if anyone measures just the finals.
Yeah, of course.
But what do I know?
Here, postseason, right? So you got postseason, regular season, and then let's just go to the games, right? So here, NBA Finals. All right, so da-da-da-da. Okay, so look at, he's shooting NBA Game 3, Game 1. Okay?
Audience reception for the stats.
Yeah, this is Dallas. I'm confused. Okay, game one. Look at, well, Wiggins is putting up some decent things then, because he scored 18, 20, 11, 18, and 17. So Wiggins is doing his piece. But the rebounds, you know, in the rebounds, he's got 5, 6, 7, and he got 16 in the last one, right? So you don't expect a guy to get 16. So maybe I take it back. He's been scoring his points. But his three-point percentage is 33%, 16%, okay, and then 28%. He only had in game two when they won, right, is when he had a good three-point percentage. So out of four games, he's shooting, you know, out of four games, right, he shot under 30% from three-point in two. So 50% of the games he's shooting under. Take the ball to the hole.
That's it.
Because look at his field goal percentage is still 41, 43. In the game that he was shooting lights out threes, then it was only 33. But look, in four games, he's shooting 42% or greater from the field, from field goals. Okay. So in the game that he shot, in the big game where he shot 66% from the threes, he only put up 3 points. I mean, 11 points.
So they all need to step it up.
I just think he has to play. You know, you got to take that ball to the hole. How many free throws does it say? Here, free throw. It doesn't tell you the free throw attempts. No, but yeah, not that they all have to step up. I'm just saying Poole and Wiggins got to be more of a factor. I definitely think Draymond. You know, everyone's on Draymond, but, you know, Wiggins has got to be more of a factor. He can't be putting up, you know,
18 points. Put up,
yeah, I mean, he's been putting up points, so I can't leave him alone with that. But are these points coming in when we're coming on a run back, right? Every time we're down by a lot, that's the problem. Keep it close, then we're in good shape. Does that make sense?
Does make sense. This is Coach Victor Orocho with the stat.
Now, let's look at, what's his name? Jordan Poole, right?
George Pools, Jay Pools.
Pool with an E, right?
Yeah, P O O L E. Jordan Poole.
Stats. In finals. Right. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, it's just, there's a whole group that has to stand up. What do you think? And then I'll be honest with you. Look, average 18 points. Okay, so now look, we're back to, okay, he averaged 18 points, right, in the regular season. He scored 9, 17-10-14. Jordan Poole. Not good. Yep. So he's, yeah, that's not good. That ain't averaging 18.
What does Clay need to produce?
I'm just saying those, that they're the difference, right? And then look, his 3-point percentage, look at this, 28%, 25%, 20%. In four games, he shot under 30. Stop shooting the threes. That's the bottom line, right? So again, you know, it's stats don't lie when it comes down to when you really need them. You understand? Now, what Clay needs to do, Clay needs to be Clay. He needs to shoot. You don't know what's off. You don't know what's affecting him. It's been a long time, right, that he's been out. He's playing deep into the season after coming off 2 years of injury, right? You don't know how it's affecting him, but he's not going to be scared. And that three-point shot he hit from the key was massive. And we've already seen when Clay goes off, Clay can put up 30, you know?
Yes, at least 30. At least 30.
Yeah. I'm just saying
he's 40, you know, 40-plus. That's my
assessment. If we can get the rebound, we need the rebounding, and we need the points. Poole is definitely not is playing below his potential.
Boston is favored to win tonight, and according to Caesar Sportsbook, catch the game tonight 9 p.m. in San Francisco at the Chase Arena. Victor, give us your final predictions for tonight, a score line as well.
I don't like picking score because, you know, I'm not good at good score. You know, I think the Warriors are going to win. I think they're playing in desperation. They're not going to take a chance. They rather have it coming home tied than having to win two in a row. That's my feeling. I think they're going to come out with a sense of desperation. Right. And Boston, you know, Boston may have some desperation too. I think Boston stopped, you know, moving the ball around. I think they were right on spot. But I also trust Kerr. I think Kerr is not scared to change. I mean, you know, he started Porter, right? And he kept Draymond on the bench for longer than he normally would. He even had Curry on the bench a little bit longer. Right, to give him some time, but I think Kerr is just gonna figure it out. That's what I think. I mean, I like the Warriors. I think last game was the best game of the finals, though.
Yeah, it was definitely a thrilling game. There was an argument I heard this morning, actually, about, you know, if KD was with the Warriors now, I think would help out. You know,
KD was with the Warriors right now, it would probably be 3-1.
Boston or Golden State?
Okay. KD should never left. I'm just telling you. You know, people say, "Well, Draymond, don't be sensitive, man. If you can handle the fans doing stuff, you should be able to handle your internal player, right?" But you know, Steph is already, you know, is solidifying himself, right, in that place by performing the way he's performed. You understand?
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes, you know, maybe if, you know, you hate to do it, I'm not saying maybe you should or not, but you know, maybe Clay to get his rhythm back, he needs to come off the bench for a little bit. You know what I mean? Let him play and start shooting lights out. But you know, at the end of the day, I think Draymond definitely has to have intensity and stop doing dumb like antics. But yes, he's a factor. He can make a difference. But I just showed you what Poole and Wiggins got to do. They got to defend. We got to get rebounds. When we lost, you saw the disparity in rebounds against both games.
Victor said it. It is the Poole and Wiggs show tonight. It has to be done. And let's see what happens tonight. Late one tonight as well. Victor, tell us about your show, Jersey Boys. How can they see it? And what is the best way to reach you?
We are always live on YouTube and on Facebook. And you can hear us on Spotify and, you know, other channels. We have our own podcast, Jersey Boy Podcast on Apple. So it's Thursdays at 8 p.m. live. So you push the button, you hear us. We talk most of it's NFL, NFC East, the Giants, and then we talk around the league depending on the host that we have. We have, you know, data analyst hosts. We have other podcast hosts that host other sports shows on. We have some legitimate, true NFC East fans that we fight with. We'll mess around with the Jets. You can reach me at my Twitter handle is at VAROCHO, and my website is just like my name, victorarocho.com. There you can reach me and contact in my calendar and see everything that we're doing there. But, you know, I want to see another good game. I mean, you know, I want the Warriors to win. This is the bottom line. I think the Celtics are built to win for a while. I think, you know.
Yeah, they're built for at least a couple years. But your co-host Byron says you're a bandwagon guy. You go for the Bucks and the Warriors. What is your take on that?
Byron. Yeah. Byron just likes to stir up things, you know.
Stir the pot?
Yeah. He owns more team different. I have more college
paraphernalia
than he has, like, professional sports teams. So I've always been a Curry fan.
Since he was born.
No, not always. My son introduced me to him a long time ago.
Hey, Dad, this is Steph Curry.
Yeah, and then I like Kerr, and I like the organization. Look what they did. I mean, they weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs when he had no Draymond, he had no Clay, and Curry brought them all the way back. I like that they're homegrown. They're all drafted. They were picked. You know, Mark Jackson deserves a lot of credit there, too. You know, he did his part. And I just like the story, you know. I like the story. I just think everybody has their time. You know, Boston has proven that they can't. Something's wrong with them in the third quarter consistently, and maybe it's just not their time. But you know, I think the Warriors got to win tonight. If they're gonna win, they got to win tonight.
It's a must win. If they don't win tonight, it's gonna be hard play at the TD Garden. I told the Victor plus a tough place to play. And a tough place to win as well.
Warriors won, right?
Yeah, they did. They did, but they had to grind it out. You can follow us along on the Sportscast One. We'll be live tweeting the game tonight live. And, of course, go to thesportscast.net for the latest. And Victor said his 2 cents. Wiggins and Poole have to show up tonight.
Yeah. That's it. They got to help. They got to help. And, you know, it doesn't hurt if Clay plays Clay, right? You know, but I think
Clay's Clay.
I think they're ignited with Curry's performance.
They are. It was a sick game. I mean, it was a Michael Jordan-esque type of game, it felt like. It really did.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was.
You can't compare the two.
They're different players, you know.
Different players in different eras.
They're just totally different players. Like, they were showing the stats on how, you know, Michael Jordan did and so forth in a game. I forgot what it was, but it was funny. The difference was, like, Michael Jordan had 4 3-pointers and Steph had 51 or something, or 49. It was like everything else was pretty close except for in points and everything. So, I mean, it was Jordan was taking it to the hole. Think about it, right? If he was only shooting, he only shot 4 3-pointers, right? He was shooting fadeaways. He was taking it to the hole. He was doing everything. All right.
Oh, I missed that man. Anyways.
All right, man.
Victor, I got to go grab some lunch and pay some bills. Thanks for coming out to the Sportscast.
All right, man. Take care. Bye.
This was your
thanks update. For having